Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we are talking about proof of personhood. What is that? You're going to hear this phrase a lot more over the coming years. We want to understand what it is and what it means and what it doesn't mean. And it's a very cool aspect of your reality that is emerging right now. Who am I? What do I talk about? I talk about all kinds of things. I talk about your spiritual journey, your personal journey, the things that I am observing in the world. I try to give you some guidance on that, hopefully to be helpful to you. And then I also like to talk about fun technical geeky topics like blockchain and crypto and counter AI and counter quantum, because that's what I'm into. So enjoy. If you like this content, feel free to find me on all the socials, podcast, YouTube, Rumble, Twitter, LinkedIn. Subscribe and share, and let's get these messages out there to people, anyone it might help. So proof of personhood. Proof of personhood is a concept that didn't even exist 20 years ago, because 20 years ago, the internet was really, it was in its, still in its beginning stages, even though it really started in the 1950s, technically. It was still so new that you did not have the same kind of proliferation of bots and AI entities that you do today. Fast forward to today, and the internet's a real mess full of software bots and artificial intelligence based bots, slight difference, but let's just call them all bots for this time being. Non-human software entities, some of which are smarter than others. And so now we're in this place where, I don't know if you ever tried to sign up for a Twitter account recently, I did, and boy, what they put you through to prove that you are human. Why? Because that's how unsure they are. Because that's how many bots are running around. So when you sign up for any online service of any kind, whether it's social media or you're trying to get into Amazon or whatever, you're going to have one of these, usually a CAPTCHA, where it's like, click all the pictures with motorcycles. Click all the pictures like this and that. And these are methods, or even the simplest one, check the box that you're a human. And these are all methods to try to figure out, are you a human or are you a bot? That is proof of personhood. Now, the reason that they don't just say anti-bot or something like that, counter AI, is that they're really trying to get at more here. They're trying to prove you're a human being. And this comes with another interesting twist. Because in a perfect world, not only would we like to prove that you're a human being, but prove that you are the human being that you say you are. So you're proving your identity as a human being and your identity as the specific human being that you claim to be. And I think proof of personhood, or if you throw the specific human identity in there with it, proof of unique personhood, is such a really interesting topic, because for me, maybe I'm the only one that it's like this for, but for me, because I sort of bridge both sides of the technical and the spiritual, I see the irony in this, right? Where we start asking ourselves, what is it to be human? What is it in me that is my humanity? What makes me a person? What's really the difference between what's going on in my brain and what's going on in that software bot or that AI? Interesting questions. And there are a lot of things that make you unique as a person. And those things that make you unique as a human being are ultimately going to be the foundation of the technologies and the methods that come out that you will end up using in your everyday life to prove that you are a human being and to prove that you are the human being you say you are. And these are coming to you, right? People are programming this stuff now, but it'll be your actual daily reality fairly soon. And for decades to come, I expect, right? So now how we're all really, really used to those CAPTCHA things right now, and everybody hates them, but everybody's very used to them. You'll have better techniques come along that might look like in a recent patent that myself and my partner produced. We actually have a method where you just draw a little doodle and that becomes, you know, and that's not a unique concept, but the way we're using it is very unique, actually using the human variations in every time that you draw it. So it may be actually much better methods and much more fun, like just draw a little doodle, and we can see the humanness in the way that you never quite draw it the same way each time, and we can see your personal signature and the variations of it. And for the most part, you won't have to worry about the tech behind it, but if you are into the tech behind it, things like that actually use AI against itself to recognize itself. Takes one to know one. So your humanity, whether that's the creation of art, the existence of emotion, suffering is a uniquely animal trait, not just humans, but humans for sure. It forces us to think about what it is to be human. And I love when these two aspects come together. When the technical side of it, we've got a real technical problem with all these bots on the internet. What are we going to do about it, right? We're tired of all these millions of fake accounts. And we have to dive deeply, therefore, into what it is to be human in order to find a way to prove our personhood. This is a super fun topic and one that I think will come up more in the future. I've got one particular potential solution to it that's in the patent we put out just a little while ago. And I bet a lot of other people are going to be coming up with other creative solutions to the same problem as well as we go along. But this will ultimately become part of your life. Proof of personhood. Prove you're a human and prove you are the human you say you are. So get used to that phrase. You'll see that starting to change how people do logins and things online. And you'll start to think a little bit more deeply about, what is it about me that's human? What is it about me that is different and unique and uniquely human? Good questions for your personal journey as well. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, you can text me directly at my website, KatherineColleen.com. You can find me on all the socials. I've opened up comments on videos now. You can comment there. Be kind. And remember your karma. So let me know. Let me know what you think. And let me know what you want to see more of. If you have questions, I love that. Happy to answer questions on future videos and podcasts and content. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next time.